From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Flight data indicates minutes before Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. The Aviation Herald website, which covers the aviation industry, published data that shows smoke alarms in the bathroom ringing out not long before the plane crashed. The Aviation Herald reports that it received the information via the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, a system used by airline operators to download flight data, which shows that smoke was detected in the toilet at 2:26 a.m. local time. About a minute later, another alarm went off, signaling an avionics smoke alert. Then 2 minutes later, the last alert went out, signaling smoke or a fire near the electronics and equipment bay of the aircraft. Egyptian authorities are also investigating the smoke alerts. Baghdad woke Saturday to the early morning sounds of helicopters flying overhead, most of them heading in and out of the fortified international zone, after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. As they fled the gunfire and tear gas Friday afternoon, some carrying their injured friends across the bridge away from the IZ, the anti-government protesters vowed they would return, but with weapons. Funerals for the victims took place Saturday. Many are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who, like many of the political leaders in Iraq, has his own armed militia known as the Peace Brigades. Sadr has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolt against the government. This is VOA News. The NATO-led military coalition in Afghanistan says a suicide bomber struck one of its vehicles north of Kabul Saturday, but caused no casualties to its personnel. The attack occurred in Bagram District, which hosts the largest U.S. military airbase in Afghanistan, some 55 kilometers from the Afghan capital. Earlier, a Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the suicide car bombing on a convoy of the invaders, a reference to the Islamist insurgency uses for U.S. and allied forces. The spokesman claimed the attack inflicted several casualties and damage to vehicles, though the Taliban often exaggerates the details of such attacks. Finance leaders of the Group of Seven richest nations are grappling with the task of spurring economic growth when consumers around the world are holding on to their money for various reasons. The fiscally conservative ways of consumers have led to a worldwide economic dilemma, a lack of demand for goods and services. Still, Japan's finance minister is urging G7 nations to refrain from certain practices to generate economic growth. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has urged governments and businesses to use whatever policy levers are available to them to spur growth. The finance leaders are meeting ahead of a summit to be held in central Japan. The U.S. Republican presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump is stepping up his attacks on Hillary Clinton on gun-related issues after landing the endorsement of the leading U.S. gun lobby group, the National Rifle Association. Clinton, who's made gun control one of the cornerstones of her campaign, is meeting Saturday with parents who lost children to gun violence, including the mother of Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teenager whose death in 2012 led to one of the highest-profile U.S. criminal cases. Clinton could respond to accusations Trump made Friday at the NRA's convention in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hillary wants to disarm vulnerable Americans in high-crime neighborhoods. Whether it's a young single mom in Florida or a grandmother in Ohio, Hillary wants them to be defenseless, wants to take away any chance they have of survival.
Clinton has said she supports the Second Amendment, but says more safety measures are needed to keep guns out of the wrong hands, including expanded background checks and a ban on assault weapons. All is quiet outside the White House in Washington a day after a Secret Service officer shot and critically wounded an armed man at a White House security gate. Police say the man was shot after refusing to put down his gun. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.